Manu Patra alerts dated 8 February 2019. A sessions court in Uttar Pradesh has sentenced all seven accused in Kavaljat's double murder case of August 2013, which had triggered riots in Muzaffarnagar and adjoining districts, to life imprisonment. Supreme Court has reiterated that arbitrator cannot award interest on award if the agreement expressly prohibits grant of interest. Supreme Court has observed that when issuing the suit is as to whether sued property is Waqf property or not, it is required to be decided by the tribunal and the civil court would have no jurisdiction. Supreme Court has held that a writ court is not powerless in rare and exceptional cases to order revaluation even in cases where there is no provision for revaluation. Supreme Court has reiterated that, while exercising the contempt jurisdiction, the court is to confine itself to the four corners of the order alleged to have been disobeyed. Supreme Court has ordered transfer of Muzaffarpur shelter home sexual assault case from Bihar to a court in New Delhi and slammed state government for its management of shelter homes. Supreme Court has observed that liberty granted by court to avail appropriate remedies to a party does not bar application of principle of constructive res judicata when he/she invokes such a remedy. Delhi High Court has asked Swan Telecom promoter Shahid Usman Balwa, another businessman Rajiv Agarwal and two private firms to plant more than 20,000 trees as penalty for delaying the hearing on appeals filed by CBI and ED in the 2G case. Calcutta High Court has held rights of geographical indication, GI, can be enforced only in respect of goods and not services while dismissing an infringement suit by the board against Indian Tobacco Company, ITC. President Ramnath Kovind has issued an order to establish a circuit bench of Calcutta High Court in Jalpaiguri district of West Bengal. Punjab and Haryana High Court has quashed a case against a government doctor, opining that he cannot be charged with negligence just because a patient complained of pain and passed away soon after reaching home. Madras High Court has held that Rule 481 of Tamil Nadu Prison Rules, 1983 is unconstitutional to extent it provides for deduction of 50% of the wages from the prisoners.